Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
All right, we'd like to welcome to the Love and Reality podcast for Married at First Sight Season 19, Brittany and Megan. How are y'all doing today?
Good. How are you?
Very, very excited to chat with you guys. It was such a great season. I mean, I don't know if you've ever actually have you did you guys ever watch Married at First Sight before going on the show?
Yeah, I was a huge fan.
I didn't watch it until they reached out to me, and then I just binge watched it.
Different journeys, the both of us. But yeah, no, I was a huge fan.
So, Brittany, you kind of understand like the perspective of like the shift from Lifetime to Peacock, right? The condensed episodes, the smaller, like it was just a really different season, right?
Yeah, for sure. But it makes sense. I mean, like in the climate that we're in today, everything, like people want bingeable content. And so the formatting, I think, just makes sense.
Totally agree. 1,000. It made the season so much more smoother for us, obviously, as viewers, probably not for you guys, but we'll unpack some of that here in a minute. But all right. But yeah.
Okay. What made you apply for Married at First Sight?
Yeah. So yeah, like I mentioned, a big fan of the show. And I describe myself as a hopeless romantic. And so I figured, you know, if it's going to work for other people, why not work for me? Hadn't had the most success in the dating world. And I am a big believer in like just taking a leap of faith. If it feels right, this felt right to me. I had the opportunity to do it. And I just said, let's go.
Same question to you, Meg.
They reached out to me on Instagram. Somebody did and asked if I would apply for the show. And I believe that God puts things in your life for a reason. And so I was like, okay, this must be what my next step in life is. And so, you know, I was like, it's meant to be, let's just apply. And I don't know how many months later, it was like October to February. Yeah. So I was like, I don't think it's going to happen and they're not going to pick me. And then sure enough, you know, Dr. Pepper is in my living room like, you're having a bachelorette party in 2 days. And I was like, oh, okay, we're doing this.
It's so funny because like while you felt that they weren't going to pick you, I was very much like, all right, God, if this is how I have to meet my husband, like, let me know. So I was kind of the mindset that this is going to happen. I feel like I'm supposed to be doing this, so this is going to happen. And there, I mean, obviously, like, you don't know what to expect, right? It was a very long interview process. But never at any point did I feel like it's just not going to happen for me. So it's interesting.
I don't want to jinx myself, though. You know, yeah, I don't want to jinx myself. I'm definitely that type of person who's like, if I believe it's going to happen, then it's not going to happen. So, like, let's just go with, like, it's not me. It's not me. Oh, it's me. You know,
you can't be let down if you believe, if you don't believe, you know what I mean? You can't be let down then, right? You know what I mean? I see both sides of it. You know what I mean? I see the hopeless romantic side, and then I see the optimistic, you know, side of like, I don't want to be let down. You know what I mean? So
into my gang.
And Brittany, first, you talk to us about the wedding day, not up to the point of meeting Will, but like leading up to that moment. What's the feelings like? Any second guessing going through your head? Obviously, I don't think so because of hearing what you were saying. Obviously, leading up to this, I feel like you were very much like, I'm in. And I felt like that watching you as well. But talk to us about those emotions and raw feelings going into, you know, getting ready to walk down that aisle.
Yeah, I think the nerves for me didn't come into play until right when they were like, okay, it's time. And my dad was getting ready to walk me down the aisle. I think maybe reality kind of set in at that point of like, oh, this person really is a stranger. So like, what if we don't vibe? Like, what if I don't like them? But leading up to it, it was a lot of emotions for me because, you know, obviously my bridesmaids were my two sisters and my best friend. And, you know, during one of the scenes, she kind of brought up my older sister that passed away. And it was just really emotional for my entire family because, you know, my middle sister's not married. My mom, my older sister was married, but like she never had a wedding. And so my mom never essentially got to go to any of her children's, you know, wedding. And so it was a really big moment for me to give her that. And then also for my dad, he's never gotten to walk his daughter down the aisle and up until then. And so it was, the moment wasn't lost on me. I think I saw it from the perspective of like, this is my one and only wedding day. So, you know, let's just, I want all the feels. I want all the emotions. I want all the feels. But in terms of second guessing or any doubt, I just didn't have any. Like, sure, I got nervous like as soon as the music started, but I didn't have any sort of doubt.
Walking up until right before I went down the stairs, I was completely calm. I had this weird sense of like, I just was at peace, like, and that's normally not my personality at all. So it was very much like, okay, this is meant to be, because I wouldn't be so calm in this situation if it weren't my plan, God's plan for me. And yeah, so I was very cool. Calm. Everybody, even in the bridal party, they were like, why are you so calm? Like, this is weird. Like, you're not nervous. And I was like, no, I'm good. And then when right up until I was going down the stairs, I looked at the camera and I go, I'm going to puke everywhere. Like, I'm freaking out. But yeah, so.
So Brittany, I'd love to know what first impressions you met Will.
I'm going to say what were my first impressions yeah. when I met Will. Okay. Yep. So, yeah, first impressions, as I was walking down the stairs, I like peeked over and I saw him, and I always say this, the first thing I saw were his lips. And then I was like, okay, we're good. We're good to go. And obviously, you know, getting closer to him, I thought that he was very handsome. I mean, he's a very handsome guy, and I was like giddy because I obviously didn't know what to expect in terms of, you know, physical attributions, but he kind of checked off all of whatever. If I had boxes, he kind of checked them off from a physical standpoint. And I really feel like we just had instant chemistry. You know, they kind of build in this awkward pause, you know, during the wedding. It's like, okay, meet for the first time, Brittany, meet for the first time, Will. And then there's like this awkward pause. And I don't know, I think we were just kind of playing off of each other, trying to fill that awkward silence. So from my perspective, yeah, like from a physical perspective, if I had any sort of expectations, he met those. And I think we also just had instant chemistry.
For sure. Meg, to you, at what point did you kind of have that reality kind of set in, be like, oh my God, I'm married?
That's a good question. I don't know if it was at the wedding or if it was when we went to bed, like that night, like when we, like when production left and then it was just him and I, and it's like, oh, hi, like we're married, you know, like we're going to bed together. This is a whole thing. So I think that probably once cameras went away and the evening was over.
On the honeymoon, things got a little bit weird for you and Will, right, Brittany? Talk to us about that night and really kind of what went down in the mixed emotions between you two guys and kind of the expectations that maybe you were having and then, of course, he was having.
Yeah. So I guess what people don't know is that it's, you know, what you see is the wedding day and then you see the next day, it's like the honeymoon. In all reality, it's your wedding day. And then you maybe have like a few days in between, maybe I think almost a week for us and before the honeymoon. And so during that time, like we were spending time together. We were like really just kind of getting to know one another. So it wasn't like, boom, married one day and then honeymoon the next day. And so we had the honeymoon. The
it first was night. For me.
Well, yeah, for you, but not for us. We had some conversations in between that time. And it was like, so first night of the honeymoon, we already knew there was like physical attraction there. Like I mentioned, instant chemistry. And so it was going to be a thing, right? We were going to be intimate. It was going to be a thing. I had said we were not going to be intimate on the wedding night, and I stuck with that stuck with that. And so we were intimate. Obviously we had sex, and we were, you know, like, hey, we're married. So if we don't use protection, that's fine. We're married. If, you know, he finishes not outside of the body, that's fine, right? And I think it was, so that happened. I was like, shit, that's actually never happened to me before. So, you know, what do I do in this moment? You know, like, we're not at home and I am finicky with my birth control. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, I'll take it today and maybe I'll forget to take it tomorrow. So all of that was kind of just playing in my brain. I had a moment of like, shit, like, what just happened? And Will is a very logical person, like black and white. So his immediate response was to try to fix it as opposed to like sitting in it with me and like reassuring me, hey, we're good. You know, I don't regret what happened. I know you don't regret what happened. Like, shit happens. We're just going to figure it out together. His immediate response in true Will fashion was like, yeah, we're not doing that again. And so that kind of set the tone for the rest of the honeymoon. Because again, we're getting to know each other. I don't know what he means by that, right? So like, we're getting to know each other. I don't know, you know, who he is and how he is at this moment. So I kind of took it as like, oh, well, shit, like, what if the worst does happen? And like, his response is, yeah, we're not gonna do that again, right? So it was just, yeah.
It wasn't the response that you would have expected, correct?
Right.
Yeah, like, we're yeah. married. We're it, married. Yeah,
it wasn't the response that I would have expected, but like, it's also a very Will response. But again, like, 1 week in, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Meg, talk to me a little bit about that, right? Because when, and I obviously we're watching it from, again, we talked about this early on, like the condensed version of the show. You guys lived it longer than what we see for sure. But early on, it felt like we were watching you and Derek kind of butt heads a little bit, right? There was a lot of conversations where, do you obviously contribute that to learning each other and navigating this new space with one another?
Yes, I definitely think that we didn't know each other's, we had to find a rhythm. And there was a lot of time, I'm a pretty loyal person. So I think I went in thinking like, oh, you're going to be as loyal to me as I am to you. And I was very protective of our relationship. We had a lot of time off cameras where he could have brought this to me. And when I said like I felt ambushed on the show is because he had so much time to have the conversations with me, but then he would have them on camera and I'd be like, we just spent all day together. Like, we just had a walk. We just talked about like all this stuff. And now you're just waiting till it's on camera to talk about it. And so I would feel like, God, like, this doesn't feel right. You know, like, why are you doing this to me? Yeah. So it was very, you know, as you know, it's getting your rhythm with someone, you know, I mean, they don't know you, you don't know them, you don't know what their intentions are. You don't know how they communicate. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. And you just expect people to know like how to like, how you want to be feel, how you want to be communicated to, but you're not married to yourself.
I totally get it. I totally get it. Meg, it kind of seemed like, obviously, when the pregnancy came about, it threw things for a loop, but it was almost like you and Derek had like a complete 180 in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But did you also feel that way, or was that just like, you know, portrayed on the show? That things changed for the good, meaning?
The day that we found out I was pregnant, that morning, Derek and I woke up and he like completely was 100% vulnerable to me. This is before I found out I was pregnant.
Okay.
Yeah, he was 100% vulnerable to me, like told me all kinds of stuff. Like we had this like amazing conversation in the morning, and then he was like, I'm in love with you. I love you. All this stuff. And that is when it pivoted for me. And I felt like it was a real safe space. And then I found out I was pregnant later that evening. So that happened at like 8 a.m. and around like, I don't know, 6 p.m. I found out I was pregnant. And a lot of the issues that we had that were behind the scenes, I was like, okay, that all that's tabled. Like, we have something else that's bigger. All the other nonsense is nonsense, you know?
For sure. Yeah. Brittany, to you, obviously, I think as a fan, you know, as a fan of reality TV, you understand this, but even more so now, right? As you're navigating some of these battles and not, I mean, battles, not the right word, but confrontations, navigating your partner and figuring this stuff out. How did it feel to have, how good was it to have these other ladies to kind of lean on that were going through this same experience as you?
Megan was literally my safe space, my sound haven, my everything.
I love that.
And it's interesting because people ask us, like, did you guys know each other before? I'm like, no, we literally met at the bachelorette. She walked in at the bachelorette party. She walked in and I said, who is this Barbie? I love her. And we just instantly connected. And yeah, anytime I needed like a safe space, or I needed to talk to someone, like Megan was always there for me. Anytime I needed to, like, am I crazy, or like, is this me, or, you know, she was the person that I leaned on. A lot of the other ladies as well, like Belinda really was, she was a good sounding board for not just myself, but for Will and I. So Belinda and Chad, they were actually really good sounding boards for us throughout this time. And I will say, like, it was because Will traveled a lot for work, right? So there would be days or throughout the week where he would be gone. And I would, you know, I'd spend maybe Monday night at Megan and Derek's and, like, they'd cook me dinner. And then I'd spend, like, Tuesday nights at Chad and Belinda. So I'll, like, just kind of hopped around to everyone. They kind of took me in. But did I answer your question?
Yeah, that's yes, that was perfect.
Yeah, that was
perfect.
I was going off. I was like, yeah, like,
I love no, it. No, we love it. We love it.
Yeah.
I'm making it all day long. Okay.
No, we love it. Meg, the experts on the show seem to be quite insightful. How was it having them as guides through, like, this whole process?
I thought they were great. You know what I mean? I think they gave great advice. I really connected with all three of them. Honestly, I wish in my next relationship I could have them as, like, sounding board. Like,
I'd be
like, can we do a Zoom call? Just like all three of us, you know, all four of us. I thought that they were great. There was a lot of, even like in the moment, I don't think, no, they did show that, where Derek and I were in a fight and I, visibly, like, just like recoiled, and, Cal was like, okay, like, let's,
your body language changed.
Yeah. And he was like, Derek put his hand on me and everything. And, like, I had said, well, I wish I didn't bring it up. And he was like, no, you should always speak your mind. So they gave us a lot of really good advice. I really appreciated them. And they were available. Like, we had some off camera phone calls. You know what I mean? That was what I really liked. I said, hey, we're having a tough time. Can we have a phone call with Pastor Cal? Because we both really get along with him, and they made that happen. And I mean, I think it was like an hour and a half phone call, you know, I mean, that he instantly took his time to, like, talk to us.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Hey, yeah. Will and I had the same thing. We really just needed, cause like, I think Will and I were both really good about, I don't care if this is on camera. Like, we are in a rough spot right now. We need someone to interject ASAP, and Pastor Cal was available. Like, I think we called him one night, and it was awesome because he was with his wife, and so she gave us her feedback as well. I'm like, this is great. We love this. We needed this.
I love that. They're super involved, and that's like, you need that for sure. Brittany, I have a question for you. Decision day. You said to the cameras that you were all in and ready to do this, only to get the call that Will was going to say no. Talk to us about your emotions, the emotions you felt that day.
Yeah. I think I even said it on the couch with the experts. I was like, I was shocked. And I was shocked because we'd had dinner the night before. We had a really good dinner the night before, actually. And even before that, we were just hanging out on the couch watching television, and we talked about decision day kind of often, and it was a definitive yes for us both. Like, he said, oh, it's just another day. Like, it's just another day in our relationship. I'm like, yeah, I know it's just another day. Like, because we started getting to a really good point, like towards the middle-ish, towards the end. And he said, I don't want any surprises. I'm like, you're not going to get any surprises for me. Like, you know, it's a yes. What are we even talking about? And so when I got the call at 6:26 a.m., as I'm getting my makeup done, I was shocked and hurt and really confused. So you can see me like getting out of the makeup chair and then on the phone going to the going into the room, and we had a conversation. I'm like, Will, what the hell is going on here? And he was just, well, you know, I don't know, what if we break up and then they want us to move in together, and like, what if we break up 3 months later? And like, I'm just like, what are we even talking about right now? But I do remember, and of course I'm crying, like, obviously, because I'm a mess. And I do remember saying, like, I said, if you say no, I need you to be sure. Like, I just need you to be sure. And so obviously we got to decision day. It was a very emotional day for me. I didn't even want to go. I was fighting it, but obviously I had to go. And I told them, I said, this is stupid. I'm literally just getting ready to go get divorced. Because that's how I felt. And I knew that there was no changing his mind. The point was not to change his mind, because Will is, if you know Will, you can't change his mind, right? He, if he has his mind made up about something, like, it is what it is. And so we get there, and I went in thinking, like, I'm not trying to change his mind, but I need to make sure that I say everything that I need to say, so that when we walk away from this, like, yeah, it's going to be devastating, but I know that I gave it 120%. And so I was not expecting kind of like that back and forth dialogue. I was really expecting him to come in and really be firm in his decision. And and kind of take it from there.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. I kind of could tell when you walked up that you were kind of like, this is stupid. Like, why am I even doing this?
I
like,
even said it when I was crying.
I think you did. I was like, this is stupid. Yeah, your body language and everything. I was like, oh, why did my girl go? Why is she going right now?
Yeah, Meg, obviously for you, decision day, leading up to decision day, I think one of the things that I love that you stated, you're like, just because we have a kid does not mean we have to say yes, right? But talk to me about weighing that decision going into decision day. Was there ever an idea where you thought maybe I'm going to say no, or was it like kind of set in stone in your head in that conversation with them?
Oh, there was no doubt in my mind. I would always say yes. I mean, I was deeply in love with Derek and ready for our future. And yeah, there was no, I wanted it to make it clear that, you know, I was choosing him because I loved him, not because I was pregnant. You know, I mean, we could co-parent. I don't need to be with him. Even if we are married, you know, it's because I want to be with you. I'm not just strapped to you now because I'm pregnant. You know, so yeah, it was very much, I had all intentions of always saying yes.
Yeah, I want to piggyback off of that. I will say this. So when the reunion looks came out, obviously I had, you know, having not seen the episode, I, for years of watching reality TV, I saw how you guys dressed. You guys looked amazing. And I knew in that moment in my head that you guys weren't together anymore, either one of you, because I was like, this is what you're missing out, guys, looks. I'm just saying, that's what it looked like. And I could be wrong, but I think I might be right. I'm just saying.
You guys looked amazing, both of you. I was like, yes, they came like, yeah, you're going to regret this type of look.
It's the revenge outfit, the revenge look.
Well, that's so funny because, like, I, you know, sure, right? I didn't go into it with that mindset of, like, I'm going to make you regret missing out on this. I did a lot of work. Like, I think I had, like, a 30-pound weight loss transformation. I put a lot of work into my body, and I wanted to show it off. And I kept telling Megan, I was like, how can I wear like the least amount of clothes? Like, how can I just...
if they would have let us go naked, she would have.
I mean, I was like, how can I show skin? How can I show body? Because like, I feel good and I know I look good. And I'm like, this is reunion. Like, we got to step. That was my mindset. My mindset
and
was
we need
like,
our future husband to see us and look at how good we are.
That's
looking.
True. Yeah, that is
there
true.
You go.
I was like, this hello, look is going to get to my husband somewhere and he's going to see my it and be like, damn. Yeah.
100%. Like, you guys definitely, everyone looked amazing, but your two looks were like my favorite.
I do say, I will say that they, like, I do say as well, like, I love whenever you did look at Megan, you know, or was it, no, you think you looked at Rhonda maybe, and you're like, do I look all right or whatever? It was funny.
Yeah,
I caught it
on.
It was
Megan.
I had
to check her boobs.
It was Megan. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
yeah, for sure. But Meg, we obviously saw how the reunion went down. Extremely heartbreaking on so many levels. But what went wrong between you and Derek?
That's a good question. Still wondering. I think one of us was, you know, committed and, you know, was like, okay, this, you know, we do have issues. Let's work through them. You know, when we had production there, we had our two producers who I'm still very close with. I actually got off the phone with her for like 45 minutes today. I was talking to her, and the other one's one of my best friends. I talk to him every day. So we had basically built in Derek stubborn. I'm stubborn. We're both very stubborn people. I'm working on it though. But we would, when he would get stubborn, one of our producers would go talk to him and then they would talk to me and they basically just like kind of like coach us into being like, okay, let's talk it out, you know, and then bring us back together. And that was one of the things, you know, I was talking to my producer today and she was like, I never in a million years would have thought that like y'all would have broken up. Like, I always thought like y'all were going to have a really hard time. Like, y'all were going to have to work through it. But I always thought that both of you would want to work through it. So. That's just not always the case, you know, and you want to be with somebody who wants to like, you know, get in the mud with you and work on the things, you know.
Honestly, and I felt the same way. I was like, he fooled us. Like, it was like, wow. Like, I, you know, once he, you know, you guys said you were going to stay married, I was like, okay, let's go. This is amazing. Like, there, you know, things are going to change. And then at the reunion, I'm like, he played us as I was watching. But I totally get it. Things happen.
You know, I mean, I wish him nothing but the best. You know, it was hard, you know, and I wish him nothing but the best. You know what I mean?
We'll leave it at that.
God had other plans for me.
Exactly. Yeah, I think, Britt, to me, I think one of the things that did shock me but didn't shock me is I think at the reunion itself, like the lack of almost accountability, I think. And for me, and again, I'm just looking from an oversight view. So if I'm wrong, you can say it as such, but it almost felt like every time I saw you guys getting this almost confrontation, and even at the reunion, I almost felt like the blame always was pinned back on you, right? You know what I mean? It felt like at some point it was always your fault for whatever was going on. And I could be wrong, but it was just like how I saw it. And even at the reunion, it was like, it's your fault. It's your, and not, he didn't say it like that, but it felt that way. But Is that how it felt for you while you were kind of sitting there and as you're navigating, having these conversations about what transpired leading up to you guys' breakup?
Yeah, I didn't feel that at the reunion. And I'll come back to that. But during the course of our relationship, it was, and Megan will tell you, it was tough because I always came back and I said, am I the problem? Like, it's me. Maybe I'm too much. I'm too reactionary. Like, maybe I need to tone it down a little bit. I tried that for a little bit and realized that shit doesn't work for me because that's just not who I am. I am who I am. But it's interesting because while watching it, it's almost like, okay, well, Brittany's feeling this way. So Brittany's reacting and like Will is trying to calm her down or make her feel a certain way. So yeah, I don't know. I think in those moments, I did kind of feel like I was doing something wrong, or like I was made to feel like I was the issue and like I was the problem. And I, you know, you mentioned accountability and like watching it back. I look at myself and I'm like, God, Brittany, like, what the hell were you thinking, right? Reacting a certain kind of way. But when you're in it, you're in it. You don't have time to sit there and rationalize unless you're Will, who like he can actually be in a moment and like be logical and rationalize and process things. And I'm like, I can't. I'm not built that way. But I think at the reunion, that's interesting. I don't know if I got that sense of like lack of accountability or putting it back on me. I actually think Will and I were the least complicated couple at the reunion. So that was great for me.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I really loved the fact that I can tell that you guys were your genuine, authentic selves. Like even the way like you would react to things, that was you being you. So, I mean, that's all you can really ask for at the end of the day.
And I was going to say like the reactions, it's a lot of like, I'm learning him and Will is a very direct and sometimes kind of brash person. And so I didn't know how to receive that. And I think in turn, he didn't know how to receive me. And it's like, you see that struggle in our relationship in the beginning and even in the middle, like our relationship really can be summarized as, in the beginning, we didn't know each other. We didn't know how to operate. I didn't know how to react to him. He didn't know how to react to me. Then we, you know, kind of chug along. We get to this point where we're like, we just want to have a good day. We just want to exist. And then we chug along past that. And then we hit a point where we're like, okay, I got to be who I am. You got to be who you are. But like, let's learn something from this. Let's grow from this. And then towards the end, we realize that like, oh shit, I like you. I really like you. Oh my God, I think I like you, right? Like,
we saw that. And we saw how, that. Like,
that's our relationship.
Yes. No, for sure. And my last question to the both of you is, are either of you in relationships now?
No.
Single, ready to mingle.
Yeah.
Look, we're pitching a show about us doing a dating. Us in an RV, traveling, going to different cities. Think the simple life, you know, kind of us.
Like a Megan, you know? Britt take men. On. Yeah, I love that.
Megan and Brittany, like, just take on the world.
Take on the world, yeah.
You know, while we came out of this and we didn't get our men, like, we found each other. Megan and I are extremely close. Like, she's my heart. She's my best friend. And
what do you say we have?
Twin telepathy. We really do. Like, we really do have twin telepathy. I know that.
I love that.
But we do. And so, like, that's what we got out of it. And yeah, like we, like Megan said, we both are single, ready to find our first.
I hope we see you guys on something else. Like, come on, we need to see you on another show.
Yeah. It's our redemption tour.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Exactly.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear. giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.